Over the past several years, the look and sound of Baltimore have become familiar around the country, from the TV show Homicide or the movies of Barry Levinson and John Waters. If you've heard this siren, you can probably see the scene in your mind as the cops race down a block of Baltimore's famous row houses, each with a short flight of white marble steps out in front. Once upon a time, Saturday mornings would find the women and children of East Baltimore scrubbing their steps until they gleamed.
We always prayed that it wasn't a holy day and we had to go to church first. But if it was a normal Saturday, I would get up, scrub our steps first, go across the street to my aunt's house, scrub her steps, and any elderly person in the neighborhood, we scrub their steps too.
Lynn Franklin has lived in the Patterson Park neighborhood of East Baltimore all her life, and the steps of the house she lives in now sparkle just as much as those she scrubbed as a child. She works hard at it. Most of her neighbors are either unfamiliar with this tradition or just don't have the time for it. Her block is pretty typical of Baltimore, with no space for lawns or bushes, just a little concrete apron around the marble steps. And don't call them stoops. People in Baltimore don't know that word. They're steps.
The front steps were really the front porch for the blue-collar community of Baltimore.
Barbara Mikulski represents Maryland in the United States Senate, but originally she's from East Baltimore, too, and the steps were an important part of growing up.
I used to play jacks on those front steps. I would go out and wipe them off, but the whole idea of wiping front steps was a way that young girls would flirt with the young boys. We would go out there and splash a little water by, and they would come by and talk, and you would do one step and talk a little bit more and do another step. But for the really hard, committed step cleaners, Saturday would be the day of the big scrub. For me, it was the day of the big flirt.
It was a skill that proved useful when she started going from door to door, or steps to steps, in her first campaign for the city council. And Senator Mikulski knew that the gleam of the steps reflected the pride of the families in what was, for most of them, their first house.
Baltimore has always been a home ownership town, and the whole idea of a row house was created to make it affordable housing, particularly for the new immigrants coming, the Poles, the Italians, the Greeks, the Germans. People also wanted beauty, and we had marble quarries nearby, so we got those fabulous signature white marble steps.
The tradition of cleaning those steps faded over the past quarter century and more, partly as old families moved out of neighborhoods like Patterson Park, but also because the air conditioner and the television set reduced the social primacy of the front steps. Or maybe it's because women who go to work all week don't have the time on Saturdays and men would rather wash the car. Nobody really knows why, but the steps of Baltimore are noticeably dirtier than they were 50 years ago.
Scrubbing steps really goes hand in hand with the generation that values cleanliness above everything else.
Elaine F. is the director of the Cultural Conservation Program for the Maryland Historical Trust.
When I moved into East Baltimore, the demographics were like white, ethnic, primarily widowed women. And these were the kinds of women, and I'm talking about this was in the 70s, who still cleaned their house top to bottom for every season, changed their curtains, changed their upholstery. And my guess is that as the population changed rather rapidly in the last decade, step scrubbing is kind of on the wane, and I watched it disappear. As folklorists, we often find ourselves kind of presiding over the demise of many of our really prized traditions, and we probably need to have workshops in cleaning your steps.
The workshops were organized by David Collins, who's director of the Neighborly Places program of the nonprofit Neighborhood Design Center. He talked to a lot of old-timers to find out what they use to scrub the steps. Pumice stone and non-bleach cleansing powder proved to be both effective and environmentally friendly. He demonstrated their proper application in front of some neighbors. Local TV news cameras showed up too, and Lynn Franklin says that her new neighbors began to see the benefits of a little elbow grease.
It's pretty. You want to look at it. You want people to notice it. And when it's clean, you feel welcome. You feel safe. And I think this is the changing of times here.
Now, you are certainly old enough to remember Lava, the hand soap, with pumice in it.
Absolutely.
Have you ever tried Lava?
Well, between my mother and my mother-in-law, every week they're telling me something different, okay? And my mom lives in a senior home, so she doesn't even have marble anymore. But she swears by the lava with
really?
The pumice. It's very hard to find. A lot of these old preparations are extremely hard to find. If you don't find Bonami, you go with the next thing you have. The steps have to be clean. No ends, ifs, or buts.
Since the proper tools can be difficult to track down, David Collins put together marble step cleaning kits in plastic bags. They're sold through a local store called Hometown Girl, which is run by Mary Pat Andrea. Though she spends her days amid I'm Crabby t-shirts and Cal Ripken posters, she's from Minnesota originally. Mary Pat embraces Baltimore with the passion of a convert and explained that when these row houses were built, each came with a step cleaning kit of sorts, a felt bag containing a small block of the same marble that the steps were carved from.
And it was that piece which gave you the abrasion needed, and sort of the muscle needed, to rub the pumice powder into the marble and get that nice white gleaming look that we all associate with a healthy neighborhood.
And how many of these do you sell in a week?
Oh, we might sell like 3 or 4 in a week. But I'm expecting spring cleaning season next year to be a real high point.
I will have to admit that in my decade in residence, it almost never occurred to me that I should be doing the same thing.
Elaine F. of the Maryland Historical Trust chronicles her city's traditions, but doesn't necessarily follow them.
I did it once, and there was something, maybe it's the next generation's bodies didn't move in the same way, didn't bend in the same way that, you know, we could kneel and get into those few steps.
After all of this, we just had to see for ourselves. David Collins and I bent our bodies over the marble step in front of Hometown Girl.
All right, so how do we start?
Okay, the first thing you do is kind of wipe down the marble, just get it wet. And you want to soak the stone just for a few seconds. And then scrub. At this point, it's kind of thickening up, so you're going to want to drop the stone back in the water. And then you just do the same thing again.
Well, your end is much dirtier than mine.
So, my turn, huh? This looks really good.
H.L. Mencken, the Bard of Baltimore, wrote, "Brick gives the city's houses strength, but marble gives them stature." The beauty of that marble and those steps is being given a chance to shine again. Our story was produced by Sarah Beyer-Kelly and recorded by Kevin Waite. If you'd like to see a demonstration of marble step cleaning, just visit our website at npr.org.